WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to The Comethin. Now, I'm not gonna lie, sometimes life throws you curveballs faster than a baseball game on steroids. It's easy to feel overwhelmed, isolated, and like you're navigating this crazy journey alone. But guess what? You don't have to. Today we are diving deep into the power of building a supportive community for your mental well-being, because let's face it, sometimes all we need is a tribe of awesome people who get us. Ever felt like you were carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? You know that feeling when everything feels heavy and you just want to crawl into a hole and hide? We've all been there, right? But imagine if you had a group of friends, family members, or even online communities who could offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, or just a distraction from the chaos. That's the magic of a supportive community. It can be your lifeline when things get tough. So, how do we build this incredible support system? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that are going to level up your mental game. Number 1, be open and honest. This might seem obvious, but vulnerability is the superpower of connection. Share your struggles, fears, and even your triumphs with trusted people in your life. Remember, true friends aren't intimidated by your imperfections, they embrace them. Think about it like this: a garden needs sunshine and rain to grow, right? Well, our emotional gardens need honesty and vulnerability to flourish. Number 2, actively listen. This isn't just about hearing words, it's about truly understanding the other person's experience. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and ask questions that show you care. Remember, sometimes people just need to be heard, not fixed. You know, like where a friend is venting about their day, just listen with empathy, offer a hug if appropriate, and let them know you're there for them. Number 3, practice gratitude. This one can be a game changer. Focusing on the good things in your life, no matter how small, can shift your perspective and boost your mood. Start a gratitude journal, write thank you notes, or simply take a moment each day to appreciate the little blessings. Remember, even on the toughest days, there's always something to be grateful for. Number 4, be supportive in return. Building a community is a two-way street. Offer your time, energy, and resources to others when they need it. Sometimes a simple act of kindness can make all the difference in the world. Think about that friend who's going through a rough patch. Offer to cook them a meal, help with errands, or just be there to listen. And finally, number 5, don't be afraid to seek professional help. If you're struggling to cope or feel overwhelmed, remember that seeking help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Therapists and counselors can provide valuable support and guidance on your journey to mental well-being. It's like having a personal coach for your emotional health. Now, let me tell you a quick story about this real-world application. I had a friend who was going through a really tough breakup. She felt isolated and lost, and it took her weeks to even open up to anyone. Eventually, she reached out to me, and just talking things through helped immensely. But the real game-changer was when our other friends rallied around her. They organized movie nights, potlucks, and hiking trips, creating a supportive space for her to heal and rediscover herself. She learned that even in the darkest moments, there is always light and love waiting for us. And that brings us to the heart of it all. Building a supportive community isn't just about having people around, it's about fostering genuine connection, empathy, and understanding. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. So, my challenge to you today is to reach out to someone who needs your support, or even better, create an opportunity for connection with people in your life who share your values and interests. Whether it's joining a book club, volunteering for a cause you care about, or simply having a heartfelt conversation with a loved one, remember that every little bit counts. Thanks for tuning into The Calm Within. Remember to subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and join the conversation on social media. I'd love to hear your thoughts and experiences. Until next time, stay calm, connected, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.